The Lord is to come in the clouds. That's the way he is to come. Amen. So we have to be alert and be attentive of what the scripture says. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it says, and it reads, although some have maintained the Son of Man is the Archangel Michael, or a collective personification of the Holy Ones of the Most High, this one is none other than the divine Messiah himself, who will fulfill the destiny of humanity. Jesus understood it to be a messianic title, and he used it to speak of himself. Later, rabbis saw it as one of the names of the Messiah. Amen. It is clear that he is the one. He is the one to come. Amen. He is to come in the clouds. He is to come here on the earth. Amen. And it's going to be certain scenarios that is to occur. Amen. So it is very important for us to open our spiritual eyes and be attentive to what the scripture says. Amen. So let's go ahead and read in Luke chapter 25, verse 28. Luke chapter 25, or I'm sorry, Luke 21, verse 25 through 28. Luke 21, verse 25 through 28. Then there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and there will be anguish on the earth among nations, bewildered by the roaring sea and waves. People will faint from fear and expectation of the things that are coming on the world, because the celestial powers will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption, it is near. It is necessary for us to stand up and lift up our head. Amen? Because our redemption, it is near. We got to lift up when we see these things happening. We got to lift up, stand up and lift up our heads up high, because our redemption, our Lord Jesus Christ, is near. Amen. And it's very important that we follow God. It is very important that we follow what the scripture says. It is very important that we don't follow what men says. Amen. It is what God says through his word. We are hearing so many things about false messiahs in different places. But it said, don't follow them. Don't believe them. Amen. We have this false messiah by the name of Januka Rav Shlomo Jehuda. There's a lot of people in Israel right now, Jewish, thinking that he is the messiah. Christ already came. He is to come again. He is to give the humanity, mankind, an opportunity once again. Over 2,000 years ago, he came. Amen. But you know what? He is to come again. He came for his people. He came for the Jews, but they did not, hallelujah, receive him. Hallelujah. But it was an opportunity for each and one of us, for the Gentiles. Amen. So we see in this false Messiah in Israel, praise the Lord. We see a lot of people following him, a lot of people giving him a kiss in the hand and thinking he is the one. But little do they know that they're going to realize that he is not the Messiah that they're waiting for. Hallelujah. They say that this false Messiah, Januka Rav Shlomo Jehuda, very wise, very knowledgeable. He knows the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible, the Talmud. Praise the Lord. But you know what? We shouldn't be surprised as children of God, as the church. We shouldn't be surprised at what's going on today, because it is written in the Word. All these things are to occur. False messiahs, the false prophet, the Antichrist. Amen? There's a lot of things that's going to happen. But you know what? We got to stand up and give praise to the Lord, because he is to come soon. We don't know when. We can't put dates and say, oh yeah, Christ is coming such and such date. No. Not even the Bible says, not even the angels that are in heaven knows. Amen? But we got to live every minute, every second, every day like we know that he's coming today. But we got to make sure that our lamps are full with oil. Amen? Our lamps are full with oil. Like those five wise. The five wise. Hello? We got to be prepared. We have to be prepared. Amen? But we can't get discouraged of everything that's going on today. Amen? So we got to be attentive and alert, church. People and those who don't know the Lord, it is everything is open and out and open. Alert. We're talking about the Bible. What the Bible says about the false Messiah. Amen? Also, I want to give you some... let's read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. Amen? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is alive. Amen? Jesus Christ resurrected him at the right hand of the Father. Amen? Interceding for each and one of us. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Everything that have life, praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. It reads, we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, concerning those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve like the rest who have no hope. Since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, in the same way God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep through Jesus. For we say this to you by revelation from the Lord. It's about revelation. Amen? We who are still alive, that is us, at the Lord's coming, we will certainly have no advantage over those who have fallen asleep. There's those who are resting in the Lord. Amen? For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the archangel voice, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we will...